This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1592, How to Keep Your Chin Up When You Learn English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Let's face it, you need to expand your vocabulary. So in today's episode, you'll get 6 new expressions that have to do with the face. Get new ways to get your point across with fun face vocabulary. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Awesome, Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm good. Oh my gosh. Today is going to be a funny episode.
Oh, for sure. For sure. All about the face, right?
The face
is actually so important in our culture, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is... What can I say about the face?
What can we say about the face? I mean, the face is the first thing that people see, right? When they see us,
yeah.
Our teeth, our hair, our face, it all matters. It all matters.
And we use it so much in English, right? Mm-hmm. We use like expressions about the face, things like that. And I feel like, I don't know, they're kind of fun because they're very visual expressions. Like you kind of imagine it in your head, like a picture.
Yes, exactly. And the more you guys can use visual expressions, the better. I mean, the easier it'll be to have a connection in English. So
Exactly. So, we are going to go into these today. I'm excited about today's episode. But first, guys, make sure if you haven't heard it yet, we have an amazing podcast dedicated to the IELTS exam. Yes. It's the IELTS Energy Podcast with Jessica and Aubrey.
Yeah, guys, go over and search in wherever you listen to podcasts, whether you're an Apple Podcast or Spotify, wherever you are, search for IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English and follow that podcast because you're going to get top advice and tips and tricks from Jessica, who's a former examiner, and Aubrey, who's a 3 Keys certified IELTS teacher, on that podcast. So go over and check it out. So good.
Love it. I love it so much. Okay. So let's get started. So what is the first one, Lindsay?
All right. The first one is to face it. And this is so common. This is a versatile expression for our listeners today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what does it mean?
Okay. So to face it means to accept something. You just need to accept something. You need to, you know, as they say, face the music, right?
Face the music.
Face the music.
Yeah. I mean, there are other ways that face it can be used that we could even go into. But today I want to focus on this expression when we kind of say like, let's face it, right?
So like, let's face it.
Mm-hmm. Let's face it. We're going to have to work a lot harder if we want to win.
Yeah. Just to be honest with yourself in a way. That's kind of what it means, right?
Yeah.
Let's confront something directly. Let's look at the facts. Let's not fool ourselves or lie to ourselves. So Michelle, let's get into a little conversation here. What would you say is something that you have had to face recently? Heavy.
You switched it on me. I was going to ask you. Oh, man. Let's face it. let's face it. I guess I've had to, you know what? I guess getting back into like regular things in life, like getting comfortable with my son going on the playground and different things, just like being out there. Like, let's face it. He's almost 2.5. He's got to get out there. It's time. You know, we got to play.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So this is usually kind of with things that are a little more serious, maybe, right? Like a little more heavy, right? They have an implication for your life. And it implies that you're kind of reluctant to face this thing. Right.
Yeah. I mean, and again, there's a lot of other things to face something like, we've had to face a lot of difficulties. Right. There's encounter. Other ways to use this. So we're really focusing on this kind of like, let's face it.
Exactly. So for me, I'll share too, Michelle. Don't worry. Good. You're not the only one that has to share. So okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure a lot of our listeners could identify with this. You know, I just spent a couple of weeks at home with my parents and I have to face the fact that they're getting older.
Oh, yeah.
let's face it, they're getting older. They're not going to be around forever. So I really have to just learn to enjoy the time with them now, spend quality time. So I have to face the fact that we are all mortal and, you know.
Now I'm really sad.
No, it's not sad, Michelle. I mean, it's sad. It's very sad, of course, but it's real. I think that there's a certain comfort in things that are real, you know, reality. Yeah. It's just real. That's just the fact of life. No one's going to live forever. So let's face it and let's enjoy our time with the people that matter. Yeah.
Oh, exactly. So, Lindsay, if you're talking about something that is kind of sad, and you're sad about it, I could say to you, chin up, right?
Right. Chin up.
So
Michelle.
That's another one with the face, using the chin.
Yep. Chin up. I love that. Often this is said to kids, right? Yeah. You might, hey, chin up. Come on. Everything's going to be okay. Chin up.
Hmm? I think there's a song in maybe Charlotte's Web it is.
Oh, really?
I think so. I have it stuck in my head now. I think it's from Charlotte's Web.
Wow.
Yeah, the chinny chin chin up. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
But yeah, I it's like cheer up, stay strong. And guys, I mean, way back in episode 126, there's a mention of this expression. So if you want to listen to that one, go for that. So you could say here, let's give an example. You look sad. Chin up. It's going to get better soon.
Yeah, and you're kind of saying that as an imperative, right? It's a command. Chin up, right? Yes.
Right, that's true. I mean, Lindsay, what do you do to keep your chin up when you're sad?
Well, I always find that getting exercise helps a lot. You know, going out, I always feel completely different. If I'm feeling bad, I'm feeling nervous or sad, and then I go out, I just get a little exercise, just move my body. True. It really shifts things for me.
I have the same experience, and I'm so excited that I can talk about my experience exercise.
I know. I love that.
I agree. That's something that I do as well.
If you are taking IELTS this year, then go right now over to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. Hit subscribe or follow the show where you get 14 years of examiner experience and advice to help you get past IELTS and move on with your dreams. Go and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. See you there.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
And then what's the next one, Lindsay?
Okay, now this is good. So the expression is stiff upper lip.
With the lips. I mean, I feel like this one is very common with British people.
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't want to stereotype, but I feel like I've heard a lot of people say, you know, the Brits have this kind of stiff upper lip. You know, it's about being strong and not getting too emotional, right?
Right. And I mean, therefore, you know, this is present in our country as well, obviously, because, you know, our country, you know, especially on the East Coast, right? We see a lot of remnants, I guess, you know, of the colonial times. And you know, in that way, I see that this in New England, a part of New England culture, too, a certain, you know, importance of having that stiff upper lip. And I've also just recently heard this on The Crown. So absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
This is a part of British culture. Yeah.
Everyone says I should watch that.
Yeah, you really should, Michelle. I think you'd like it. It's cool. And we're just in the section where Diana's coming in, where Charles meets Diana. I'm really excited for that part.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I do want to watch it.
Yes.
How about nose? Is there an expression with nose?
The nose. This one is new for me.
Really?
Kind of. Yeah, tell me about this. The nose.
Well, the way that I've heard it, guys, if you've heard it in another way, let me know. But I've heard it, you know, saying that something's clear based on a smell,
yes.
Right? Like, oh, you know, the nose knows. So, like, let's do a little role play here.
Oh, wow. Are you making tomato sauce?
Yeah, Lindsay, the nose knows.
Okay. So, yeah, interesting. Yeah.
Are you good at identifying smells, Lindsay?
Like the differences between smells, would you say? You're asking about
Are you able to identify, like if I were to put two foods in front of you based on smell and you were blindfolded, do you think you could sniff it out?
I don't think my sense of smell is that good.
No?
Unfortunately, no, not these days. Yeah. So, but what about you, Michelle? Is it good, your sense of smell?
It's okay. But sometimes, do you ever have that experience where you're walking by something and you're like, oh, it smells so good? Like, I remember yesterday I was walking in an area and I just smelled this amazing smell. I had no idea.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Idea what it was from or where it was coming from.
Yeah,
like, I couldn't pinpoint, you know, when you're walking on the street and you're not sure which restaurant the smell is coming from. But you're like, I want to go where that smell is.
Yep. Or you smell like garlic coming from a restaurant. It's so good. I mean, that's part of the reason why most people start drinking coffee, right? Because they love the smell. Mm. You know, you walk into a cafe and it's just a very special smell. And it doesn't tend to taste as good as it smells.
That's one of the things with smell is that, it's like so much of the taste is with the smell. And then I was thinking, you know, there are certain smells that are so iconic. Guys, and this reminds me, we did a episode about scent versus smell. So I'm not sure the number on that, but look up scent or smell.
Yeah, come back to allersenglish.com, guys, and just type that in the search bar. Cool.
Yeah, that made me think of that. But yeah, where you like, like certain stores, like, you know, you're in, like, I mean, I don't go there a lot, but like Subway, the store, like you can smell, you know, like that their bread smell or like ice cream, like
Ice cream. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Walking into an ice cream parlor. Oh, the best. You can smell it. You can smell that sugar. It's like a smell of sugar and just the freshness, the milk, the cream. It just hits you. I mean, smells are so big in our lives, right?
Yes, I love hearing you get excited about ice cream.
Oh, yeah, ice cream is great. But even just the smell of, I don't know, for me, cotton balls makes me think of my grandmother, you know, sweaters, cotton sweaters.
Yeah.
I don't know. Aww. Yeah.
It's very powerful.
Or wool sweaters. Yeah. So good. Yeah. Okay, let's move on to ears, Michelle.
All right, ears.
We can talk forever
about ears, of course,
nose.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's also earworm. We may have done an episode with earworm as well, because I know we did something about songs getting stuck in your head. So that's another one. Earworm, put that in. But it's a catchy song that's stuck in your head. So you could say that new song is a complete earworm.
Yeah. Having a song in your head or a song in your heart. Sometimes people say that. Michelle, do you currently have a song in your head or your heart at the moment?
Well, now I have the Chin Up song stuck in my head. So just because we mentioned it, it's literally just going over and over. So I'm having this conversation and in my head, I'm singing that song. What about you?
Oh, nothing right now, but I do get weird songs stuck in my head. And then sometimes I'm like, how did that happen? That's very strange. Oh,
that happens to me all the time. And sometimes I'll be walking with Dan and I'll start singing a song, or I'll say, oh, I have this song stuck in my head. And he's like, it's because I was just singing it. And
yeah.
That happens all the time, actually. It's the weirdest thing.
That does happen a lot. I know. Well, what about the eyes? So eyes are good. Eyes are important. My dad was an optometrist, so he used to always bring home these. He's so nerdy. He would always bring home, I probably told you this on the podcast before, but he used to bring home science books of eyes, like photos of eyes, like diseased eyes. And he would be like, look at this. This is so cool.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That's too funny. It's so funny. Yeah. So eyes. Yeah. I bet your dad has a lot of cool eye idioms. Or eye jokes, probably.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Combine dad jokes with eye jokes. You've got some pretty cheesy jokes, I'm sure.
I bet. So this expression is easy on the eyes. And you may have, this one sounds familiar to me, but if you wanted to check on another episode we did about eye idioms, that was 376.
Excellent.
So yeah, if you say someone is easy on the eyes, they're attractive. They look nice.
Yeah, and guys, if you're using the iOS or the Android app, you can just type that number into the search bar at the top of the main episode screen and pull up that episode. So that's great.
Definitely.
That's great. Yes.
So yeah, that actor is easy on the eyes. Lindsay, do you think a lot of celebrities are easy on the eyes?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I was just watching the movie Argo on the plane. I love that movie. It's so intense. Yeah. But Ben Affleck is fantastic in that movie, I think. He's just
I did see that one as well. That was a great movie.
Yeah, he's very stoic. And yeah, I think he's definitely easy on the eyes for sure.
Definitely. I remember him in the Pearl Harbor movie.
Oh, wow. That was a long time ago.
A long time ago. It was him and Josh Hartnett.
Easy on the eyes. Oh, yeah.
So, guys, we could go on and on. And, guys, we have referred you back to some other episodes for sure, because some of these we've touched on, but we've put them all into one group. So that is what it's about today. We wanted to do the face theme. So let's do a role play.
Okay, let's do it. So here we are, roommates, and we're moving into our college dormitory. Oh, gosh. Okay, here we go.
Okay, here we go. Wow, it was harder to say goodbye to my parents than I thought.
Yeah, it's tough, but chin up. Our college life is just beginning.
Yeah, I'll try to keep a stiff upper lip.
Ew, this room stinks.
It smells like old cheese. Ew.
It is old cheese.
Ah, the nose.
Okay, I'll spray something.
Oh, that's better. Oh, man, I hear that song playing again. It's such an earworm. I'm pretty sick of it, actually.
Face it, Michelle, you're going to hear it a lot more. Our RA is pretty easy on the eyes, don't you think?
I do.
Oh, God. Sounds like two college freshmen trying to solve life problems already. Exactly. Scary.
Yeah. Exactly. That beginning.
I remember, you know, anytime in college, anytime you walked on like a guy's floor in a dormitory, it was always stinky.
Stinky, yes. I remember that too. I had the same stinky guys, I guess.
Yeah, it's true. All right, cool. So let's go through it, Michelle. Here we go.
All right. So I was a little bit sad about saying goodbye to my parents, and you said, chin up, our college life is just beginning.
All right. And then you said, I'll try to keep a stiff upper lip. And again, that one means that you are not going to show emotion, okay?
Exactly. And then we smelled old cheese, and I said, the nose, because we got it right. It was old cheese.
Yeah, of course it was. It's a college dormitory. It probably never got cleaned from the year before.
Exactly.
You know? And then you said, oh, man, I hear that song playing again. It's such an earworm. Such an earworm. So it gets stuck in your head. Yeah.
Exactly. And then you said, face it, Michelle, you're going to hear it a lot more. Face it, right? Accept it.
Face it. And then you said, or I said, our RA, meaning our resident advisor, right? Mm-hmm. Resident advisor, RA, is pretty easy on the eye. So I'm saying he's good looking, right?
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. So Michelle, this reminds me of college dorm life. Did you enjoy college dorm life or did you hate that?
No, I liked it. I think at the beginning I didn't like it that much, but then especially my sophomore year was my sophomore year. I had the best dorm, and it was so much fun.
That's awesome.
So yeah, certainly not easy. It's different. I don't know if I would want to do it now. But yeah, what about you?
Yeah. You know, you make good friends, especially freshman year, sophomore year. Senior year, I moved off campus and I got a house with three friends. That was really fun. I think I liked that the best. But yeah, dorm life is it's such a unique time, guys. You know, in American culture, you know, when we go to college, we live on campus at least the first couple of years and we live in the dorms. And it really is a unique experience that you'll never do again in your life. Right?
Right. That's true. Oh my gosh. So much fun. So cool. Guys, we went all over the face today. It can be fun to learn like this. Sometimes we like to learn with these, you know, categories. And this also gives you a visual of what these expressions mean. So try them out. And also remember, listen to the IELTS Energy podcast with Jessica and Aubrey.
Yes, guys, go over there and follow that show if you are taking IELTS anytime in the next few years. It's good to get a jump on it right now. Okay, very good. Okay, Michelle, good to hang out today. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.